Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America, and welcome to our show. It's Thursday, September 16th, 2010. Sure happy it's Thursday. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about. It's been a very, very busy news day. A lot of things are going on here. Manny is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. The phone number is 800-313-9443. And I'm going to start off with a little bit of a hardware rant. And this is aimed at all those people. Every time we have a problem with system failures or viruses or whatever, inevitably you get the Apple cultists coming on in saying, oh, you should buy Apple. They're perfect. They never fail or anything like this. All right. If you own an iPhone, do not upgrade to the new operating system when you are notified that there is one in iTunes, okay? The upgrade, all it seems to do is add this little portal for interactive game playing across the net, which isn't really worth the trouble, but it has introduced a new bug. Now, I have one and only one feature film movie I've ever purchased through iTunes, and that is Avatar. And as of the new upgraded iPhone software, Avatar refuses to play. You get the error message, this movie will not play, which according to Apple's own websites indicates there's some kind of a data incompatibility. Now, I know the movie is okay. It still plays in iTunes. It was just sitting in the iPhone, but now it will not play anymore. Apple messed this up royally. So I don't want to hear anything about, you know, from the Macintosh fanatics or anything about how great Apple is, because they just cratered. And you better wait a while before you, if you have 4-pay movies on your iPhone, you better not do the new upgrade. Because, and you know, and I went over to the Apple support site just real quick. And people are already complaining about this. Apparently, it's a major problem. And Apple's sole response to this problem so far is, well, you need to read the FAQ on the proper method of updating and transferring your files and videos. And I did go through and read that FAQ page, which had nothing at all to do with solving this problem. And I don't know about you, but I am sick to death of software and hardware companies thinking that the solution to all of their mistakes and screw-ups is to make the end user go solve it for themselves. Because I'm getting tired of doing that. The charm has worn off of that one more time. All right, we're coming to the end of the segment here. Obviously, big news that is all over the place right now. They're talking about the shooting at the Johns Hopkins Hospital. We're waiting on a press conference coming up on that. Apparently, a nurse on the floor said the shooter was upset about the medical treatment of his mother. You know, and I'm just thinking about that call that we had come in yesterday from somebody who went through surgery after being assured his insurance was going to cover it all, woke up and they said, oh, by the way, we had to bring in another doctor who's not on the insurance program. Here's the bill, and it was a couple of $1,000. And I think the maltreatment of the American public by the medical establishment, you know, just like we had what's-his-name down in Texas crashing the plane into the IRS, now we're going to have people start shooting doctors. Because of the terrible treatment, the terrible quality of medical care in this country, I think we're something like ranked 30th in the world in terms of medical care quality while being the most expensive. And, of course, the politicians are out there saying, this is why we need Obamacare. And the other politicians are saying, this is why we must end Obamacare. And everybody's pounding on this thing for everything that it's worth. But the bottom line is, medical care in this country is not about medical care. It's another profit center. You know, they don't even want to deal with sick people anymore. They want to sell healthy. They want to sell medicine to healthy people. And by the way, we got a story coming up about there has actually been a lawsuit that was settled between the link between vaccines and autism. So despite the official government denials of a linkage, there are lawsuits and they are being settled quietly out of court. They don't want to go to a public trial, but it is happening. It is happening out there. So, you know, the medical care is not very good in this country. And I think we're supposed to be on our break. Do we hear music coming in? And there it is. Okay, just making sure that my clock is working this time. All right, we're going to be right back talking about medical care and about the new statistics on poverty.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about healthcare, basically as a follow-on to the Johns Hopkins shooting. They're just now having their press conference, and the chief of police is saying, we did a great job because he didn't do any more damage than he already did, and blah, 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 and so forth and so on here. But longtime listeners know that my wife and I went through a very ugly situation with the Orthodox medical establishment in this country, where for several years my wife was dealing with crippling joint pain, could not walk comfortably, could not do her music. And you know what they say about artists? They die twice. The first time when they can no longer do their art, and then the time they really die. And so it was kind of a painful thing to watch this performer and composer not be able to do her work any longer. And we got her onto a computer-assisted, you know, MIDI system to do the composition, so it wasn't as much of a factor. But we found out, after years of going to doctors, after my wife suffering some very destructive medication and very weird shoes and all this other stuff, we figured it out for ourselves that she was hypersensitive to the formaldehyde precursors used as preservatives in certain cosmetics and household products. Once we got those out of the house, she was fine. And we had to solve that for ourselves after years of her enduring pain and thousands upon thousands of, dollars in medical costs. And so, you know, I'm not entirely unsympathetic to this guy who went on the shooting rampage. All you have to do is watch all these TV commercials about these ambulance-chasing lawyers saying, did you take medicine, blah, 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 blah. You may be entitled to settlement because everybody who took blah, 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 blah has had their nose drop off. And even though the TV commercial warned that taking this medicine might cause your nose to drop off, we're going to sue them anyway and so forth and so on. So, you know, our medical establishment is just crud. It's all about selling product. It's all about extracting money from you. It's medicine as a profit center. They're not taking care of the people anymore. Which reminds me, this might be a good time to put in a mention. Out here in Hawaii, we have a bunch of TV shows in production, and you're probably seeing all the press about Hawaii Five-0 right now. There's another one in production right now called Off the Map. It'll probably come in a little bit later in the season. That show actually addresses a lot of these issues, and you can go out on YouTube and you can find the trailer for the show and you'll see what I mean. It's called Off the Map. Could be the next MASH, I'm not really sure, but it basically gets to that idea, and the story is lying about a bunch of doctors who are fed up with corporate medicine, and they split to go someplace where they can really focus on taking care of patients, which is a very, very noble idea. All right, we're going to move along here. We did have a caller waiting online about this video, but I guess he just dropped, so we're going to just move on that situation. I want to talk about the new economic indicator. You've still got Obama and the corporate media and everybody saying, the economy is fine, vote for the incumbents in November. Fat chance. And, you know, everybody's coming up with, well, it doesn't matter how many GOPers or and Tea Partiers are winning in these elections. Come November, we're convinced the Democrats are going to hang on to Congress here. We're using Diebold voting machines. They guarantee the results and so forth and so on. The latest statistics are out. 1 in 7 Americans live in poverty. I understand this really made Barack Obama very upset, and he has insisted that this is an unacceptable level of poverty. 1 in 7 Americans living in poverty, and he's demanded by the end of the year it should be down to 1 in 3 Americans living in poverty. And he certainly, that may be the one promise he can actually keep here by the time the elections roll around here. Basically, it equates to 43.6 million Americans living in poverty. We're supposed to be the richest nation on earth. Remember when we were told we had the highest standard of living in the world? 43.6 million Americans are living in poverty, and the government did it to every single one of them. Because we have a government of the money addicts, for the money addicts, and by the money addicts. They want the money to come to them, and they don't care who they have to hurt to get it. We have been highlighting on whatreallyhappened.com over the last several days these various financial wizards and people who come out there, and they'll just scam their way to great fortunes, and they'll pat themselves on the back. And they don't care who they hurt. We put up one here today. You've probably seen these ads all over the web featuring this very lovely woman. And it's The Secret of Acai Berry and various other things like this. And it turns out the guy putting all these ads out on the web didn't have the permission to use this lady's face. She's actually a newscaster in France. Very attractive woman. You're just drawn to looking at her. This same guy last year was using Oprah Winfrey's photo without permission, implying that she endorsed his products, and on and on and on. And he's become very, very rich. And, you know, rich enough where he can afford to get sued, I guess. And he's done charitable work to make himself look good in the media. But he's a crook. He's another crook. He wants the money to come to himself, and he doesn't care what he has to do it or who gets hurt in the process. The, you know, Bernie Madoff, I think, is the classic example of the modern America money addict. This guy helped found NASDAQ. He had more money than any human could spend in an entire lifetime, and it wasn't enough. He had to go out and get more. So he set up this Ponzi scheme, and he screwed his own investors out of $65 billion because he just had to have a larger pile of that printed paper stuff than anybody else around him. This is addictive behavior, and it's destroying our nation far more than the heroin and the cocaine and the rest of it, the money addicts here. All right, we got a caller on the line, Rick in Kansas. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. What's on my mind is this Christian camp for children. Now, I believe in God, and I believe in Jesus, but I do not have never heard him tell me or read that I should be on fire and give up my life for him. Now, would you like me to play the clip? I think that this is a terrorist organization in the making.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Go ahead and play the clip.
Okay.
You came on this camp, you're going to be a different person. You're going to be radical. You're going to be on fire. How many of you want to be those who will give up their lives for Jesus?
And we're serving Kool-Aid. Yeah, and we're serving Kool-Aid for lunch.
Exactly.
I mean, this is fanatical brainwashing. I mean, this has been the hallmark of a lot of Christian organizations. I remember back when I was living in Southern California, we had this group, the Children of God, that were out there literally grabbing people and locking them in a room with a bunch of their whatever they called their ministry, and they would just pound on them for like days on end until they were so exhausted they would say, "Yes, I believe, I'm a member of your church." And the ones they couldn't convert, they took out in the desert and killed, according to the FBI, because they did it to a young lady I was dating at that time. And it was just, you know, it's just, it is, it's brainwashing. And you're right, if this was a madras, if this was a Muslim school that was doing this to the kids, I mean, everybody'd be screaming, "We've got to shut these terrorists down. They're brainwashing the kids." And that's exactly what's going on.
Yep. Okay. Thank you for taking my call. That's all I wanted to get in.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that. Yeah, the video is posted to the front of whatreallyhappened.com. And basically, you know, like I said, they can't convince us to go after Iran because of nuclear weapons. They're trying to create a whole new crusader mentality. We're going to get you ready to go out and just go out and slay the heathen in his infinite mercy, blah, 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 and so forth and so on. All right, getting back to the economy here, we're talking about 1 in 7 Americans living in poverty in supposedly the richest nation on earth. We have more billionaires than practically any of the country except for, I think, maybe China has a few more. And I'm not really sure. But we are a wealthy nation. There shouldn't be anybody living in poverty in this country. And I'll tell you one more thing. If 1 in 7 Americans are living in poverty, then this government has no business sending a single penny of tax money to foreign governments. Not the $3 billion plus a year that goes to Israel for weapons to kill Palestinians. Not the 800,000 that was just sent to Africa to teach them how to wash themselves. That's Africa's problem to deal with. A nation that has men and women sleeping in alleys and eating out of trash dumpsters has no business spending the wealth of the people on other countries. We have to come home. We have to take care of our own. The reason 1 in 7 Americans are living in poverty is because this government is looting the nation to shower money all over Wall Street, to shower money all over Israel, and to shower money all over themselves. They're all taking money baths at your expense. 43 million Americans living in poverty, that is unacceptable. That is absolutely unacceptable. That is intolerable. And it shows no sign of reversing or even reducing. All we're going to get from the media is, don't worry, it'll get better. You know, don't start hanging the politicians just yet. We promise you it's going to get better. U.S. homes lost to foreclosure are up 25% over the last year. 25% increase in foreclosures in a single year. This is not a healthy economy, and they're still not doing anything to bring back manufacturing. They're still not doing anything to reverse the flow of jobs to other countries. Now they're talking about a new bill. Obama's talking about it at the White House right now, where anybody who gets into this country illegally will get amnesty if they agree to serve in the military or if they can somehow finagle a college education for 2 years. And they're going to be in here competing for the jobs with Americans who were born here or Americans who became citizens through the legal channels. What is this man thinking? At a time when 1 out of every 7 Americans is living in poverty, he's going to make the situation worse. Americans, ordinary Americans, you, me, guy across the street, we're treading water, just barely keeping our mouth and nose above water, and the government is shoving a fire hose into our mouths and opening it full wide. I mean, it is that ridiculous and absurd out there. They're completely disconnected. That's the problem when you have very rich people in government. They don't have a clue. They've never missed a meal. They've never missed a payment. They've never had to decide whether to pay for government-mandated insurance or feed their kids for that month. It's simply beyond their awareness and their consciousness. They've got no way of thinking about it. And because they've got oodles and oodles of money, their first instinct is, well, there's still money out there. The American people have got money. And we can, you know, and we'll just raise a carbon tax. And, you know, we'll just get more money from them to balance the books here. And it's all just about cash flow management. I mean, they're talking right now about Bush's tax cuts for the rich. And they're using it as an election season issue. But the problem is worse than that. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about, well, you know, all kinds of things here and, you know, iPhones and Apple software and digital rights management and all the rest of that stuff, and it's amazing. Somebody actually has apparently, or the claim is, they've cracked the master key for the new generation encryption for content delivery. And, you know, I think, and obviously because, you know, more than likely this refusal for the movie I bought and paid for to play on the iPhone I bought and paid for. It's all legal. The phone is not even jailbroken. And I think the reason is because something broke in the digital rights management. And here's the key. The instant the motion picture and record industry decided they were going to seek technical solutions to the problems of content piracy, they turned it from a moral issue into a game. Who's the cleverer programmer? Who has the biggest brains? Who has the greatest technical wizardry in this little battle in cyberspace? And the problem with that, of course, is that we're very clever out here in the blogosphere. Okay? And if we don't have a moral compunction over stealing your content, then probably, you know, you're fair game. Hey, I'm going to steal it because you let us do it, because your encryption wasn't strong enough. Now, obviously, being a content provider myself, my sympathies are with the holders of the copyright. But I'm trying to make a point here. This is a moral issue, not a technical one. You'll never solve this with a technical solution. Because the people who really do want to steal your content, they're going to find a way around it. That's what the posting of this key today proves. The technical whizzes who think this is a big game are always going to crack the protection and steal your content. Because they don't see anything wrong with it. They have no moral inhibition on it. The rest of us who are buying Avatar to put on the iPhone that we bought and spent good money on, we're stuck, unable to play the movie that we paid for because of all this game playing that's going along here. There should be a moral issue. Stealing is wrong, is the bottom line. But I understand why kids don't see it as a problem, because kids learn their moral code from the adults. And we live in a country where we see every single day our so-called societal leaders lie, cheat, kill. Our president is stealing other people's countries. How are you going to convince a teenager that making a copy of a file is some kind of a big moral problem? They're not going to see that way. Why is it wrong for me to make a copy of Blue Lipstick's latest hit? You know, when the president just lied us into a couple of wars of conquest and he's stealing all of Iraq's treasures and oil and money, and we're getting ready to do the same thing to Iran. Why is it okay for him to be a monster and we have to be very little well-behaved drones out here? It comes across as hypocritical, and it basically comes across, young people start to understand that the moral code that we are indoctrinated with is not to build a better society, but merely to make us more useful to the tyrant. They lie, cheat, and steal. They don't want competition, so we're taught not to lie, not to cheat, not to steal, to follow most of the Ten Commandments, because that makes us more useful. It makes us better slaves to sit there and say, I refuse to lie, and I refuse to cheat, and so forth and so on. You know, I'm better than George Washington. George Washington could not tell a lie. I can, but I won't, and so forth and so on. All right, I'm going to change topics here and get back to something else that the government has been lying about, and that, of course, is the Gulf oil disaster. We put a lot of stories up what really happened today about that. And basically, more and more people are going down to the Gulf to study what's going on, and more they're running into these people from Homeland Security saying, no, you can't go and look at this stuff. It's a threat to national security. And a couple of the stories that went up there, first of all, I have to admit, and I have to give a little moment of applause to ABC News. I have to give them a little applause because they actually did a TV segment on this scientist from Georgia, Suzanne Joy, I believe is her name is, where she's gone down to the Gulf and she's taking all these samples, and every one of the samples, core samples, she took at the floor of the Gulf, she's coming up with this oil and mud mix, this clathrate. And ABC News actually reported it. And, you know, and again, it may be because it's already all over the internet, and the corporate media is understanding. If it's all over the internet, then there's not much point in their pretending that it isn't a story. So the oil is down there, and basically 2 months ago, as of yesterday, the official U.S. government statement was that 75 to 80% of the Gulf oil had just gone away. Magically, it wasn't there anymore. You know, and the fish are safe to eat, and it's safe to swim in the Gulf, and the president went down there with his daughter and swam in the Gulf of Mexico to prove that the water was safe, only it turned out he wasn't actually in the Gulf of Mexico. And the reality is quite a bit different. We've had a whistleblower come forward to basically saying they're finding more oil plumes, 30 miles by 5 miles. And the federal government is not responding. All they get from the Coast Guard is, well, we'll run some tests and see what we find. And then they never show up. There's this one video. If you don't look at anything else about the Gulf oil today, you need to look at this. It's about these crab fishermen who've been told it's okay to go out and start fishing crab. And the crab are coming up dead. They're coming up coated in oil. They called it in, and the state said, we're going to send somebody out to test it. They never showed up. The tester said his supervisor told him, don't go. Don't run tests. We don't need that information to come in. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the oil disaster. Now, apparently the Obama administration actually hired somebody at a fee of, I think, $18,000 was the price that was quoted, to basically analyze all of the news coverage of the Gulf oil disaster from the point of view of how it made the Obama administration look. And apparently Barack Obama was very, very concerned about his appearance of responding to this disaster being compared with Bush's inaction in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. And there's some legitimacy to that, because what we're dealing with right now is those people in New Orleans and along the Mississippi and in that portion of the Gulf were destroyed more by government indifference than they were by the natural disaster itself. And the same is true now. We are seeing the lives of all these people along the Gulf Coast being destroyed by government indifference. They're not taking care of the situation. But I think Obama is being naive, worrying about the Gulf oil disaster being compared to Hurricane Katrina, because I think a much more apt comparison is to Chernobyl. Because in both cases, you're dealing with a man-made disaster of epic proportions with after effects dwelling for years into the future. And in both cases, there's an attempt by the government to cover it all up, invoke national security, and say you're not allowed to talk about any of this stuff. And yet, thanks to the citizens' media, YouTube in particular, All these Gulf Coast fishermen are going out there with their camcorders, and they're hauling up the seafood from the bottom of the Gulf, and they're dumping it on their boats, and 80% of it is already dead. And nobody's going to want to buy the other 20%. And they call in and they say, you got to come out and look at this. And then they're finding out later that the supervisors and managers are saying, no, 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 don't go do any tests. We can't have any tests saying that there's still a problem. We have been ordered from on high to make this go away for the November elections. It's not going to go away. And remember, people, Obama owns this one. He owns this. This Gulf oil disaster belongs to Barack Hussein Obama. Because his job as President of the United States of America is to take care of the United States of America. He had 400 days to make sure the Minerals Management Service was doing their job of oversight. When Obama came into office, the MMS was already a known problem child. They weren't doing their job. They were basically acting like they worked for the benefit of the oil company and not the American people. Obama had 400 days to get them to do their job. He didn't, because he's one of the largest recipients of campaign funds from British Petroleum. He sold out the Gulf of Mexico to a foreign oil company in exchange for campaign donations. And that is why Barack Obama owns the Gulf oil disaster. It's bought and paid for. So this is not going away, and it's continuing to surface. And it is important that everybody find these videos on YouTube, find these stories that are coming up out of the local uncontrolled media that is along the Gulf, because they're living it. They're not going to stay quiet. Nobody's going to come in and say, you got to pretend that this is all hunky-dory for national security. And they're going to say, we can't do that. Our friends and neighbors and family are dying out here financially. They're losing their businesses. They're losing their homes. It's an absolute unmitigated disaster on a huge, huge scale. And we're not going to pretend that it isn't. And we need to find that stuff, and we need to spread it all across America and all across all of the potential voters and say, look, it all comes down to, forget about partisan politics, forget about Democrats or Republicans or Tea Partyists or all any of that stuff. It comes down to, are they doing the job of taking care of this country? Because that is the first priority of every elected official, to take care of the United States of America, not to run off to Israel and promise we're going to take care of them, not to send $800,000 to Africa to teach them how to wash themselves. The function of the U.S. government is to take care of the U.S. We need leaders who will put America first, second, and third. We don't have it. We don't even seem to have a lot of them running this year. But we've got to start. We've got to make loyalty to America over any other foreign power the litmus test, the price of admission, if you will, to elected office here in the United States of America. We're going to go back to the phones. Pete in California. Aloha, Pete. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, I was in Hollywood this past weekend at the Magic Castle, and I saw a caricature there from 1979, and it said Michael Rivero. And I was wondering, it kind of looked like you with but with dark hair, no white hair, and a mustache.
Back in 1979, I had all black hair. I'm sorry, this is 2010, and I've got gray hairs now. I've aged. It's not like, you know, it's not like the picture of Dorian Gray where I stay young and handsome and the picture at the Magic Castle turns into an old, you know, curmudgeon. But I'm actually rather shocked that it's still on the wall there, and I'm rather flattered. And as a matter of fact, by amazing coincidence, I actually have my Magic Castle membership card here.
Oh.
I'm reviving my membership after all these years so I can hand out the guest cards and everything for people going there. But I paid for my college education as a professional magician.
Oh,
and, I'll be working at the 7-Eleven. And I had a lot of fun there, but I just decided it wasn't what I wanted to do with the rest of my life, and I got into some other things. So I'm stunned that it's still there at the Hollywood Magic Castle. My moment of fame, what can I tell you?
I was thinking one thing. I know you're an atheist, and I'm kind of an agnostic, but I'm wondering, is this any indication that there is a deity that directed me toward your caricature?
No, you just have good taste in places to go in Hollywood.
Thank you.
Thank you for the phone call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm I'm stunned that my caricature is still up on the wall there at the Magic Castle. That's that made my day. It almost makes up for losing Avatar on my iPhone, but not quite, Steve. You're in deep doo-doo as far as this show is concerned. Alrighty, now I did talk about this earlier in the show. There has been about a settlement in a lawsuit brought for autism and other medical problems caused by a vaccine. Okay, now there was in the year 2000, 18-month-old little baby girl, year and a half old. In July of 2000, she was given the vaccine schedule for 9 diseases. In one doctor's visit, she got the shot for measles, mumps, rubella, polio, varicella, I don't even know what that is, diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, and hemophilus influenzae. Got all 9 shots at the one time. Her health fell apart afterwards. Fevers, couldn't eat, didn't respond when spoken to. Signs of autism. In 2002, the parents filed an autism claim in federal vaccine court. 5 years later, the government settled the case before the trial. Didn't want it going to a public trial. And now they're basically working towards an agreement on how much money is going to be involved here. And I bring this out because the official U.S. government position is that there is no evidence to support a link between vaccines and autism, despite a compelling amount of peer-reviewed literature on the subject. The government is dictating to us that vaccines cannot hurt you. Therefore, you must have them, and we will make you pay for them. Because it makes huge, huge profits for the pharmaceutical industries. What a racket! They're selling medicine to healthy people. And like I said, I understand there are certain illnesses for which vaccination is a good preventative. But there are a lot of vaccines out there for diseases you're never likely to get anyway. And there are a lot of vaccines out there that are causing more harm than good. Such as, remember the 1976... swine flu vaccination killed more people than the flu did. It's a racket. I'm not entirely unsympathetic to the guy who started shooting in that hospital this morning. It's very frustrating. You're expected to simply take what they give you and pay huge amounts of money for it, and when it doesn't work out, well, golly gee whiz, we're sorry, but you know, we're indemnified. And you know, most people don't remember that the bill that created the Homeland Security Act also included a rider saying that we cannot sue vaccine manufacturers because in a national security event, they have to be free to rush out that vaccine as quickly as possible without fear of repercussions when half of America falls over dead from this stuff. So it's just, it's a crock, and it's all about preserving profits. It's all about preserving the money, and the quality of our care goes down and the cost goes up. And starting on January 1, we're going to get hit with taxes for Obamacare, whose benefits we will not see for 4 years. Which gets me to this one last thing I want to talk about on the economy, and that is that apparently today in the United States Senate, where they're discussing the conversion of the few remaining 401ks that actually still have money in them into government-assured retirement funds, which is a very roundabout, polite way of saying that the government wants to loot all the private retirement savings of America and throw it into Social Security is already $14 trillion in the hole. And remember, so looting point of choice, going back to the Clinton administration. Clinton's magic budget surplus that he ended his administration with was made up out of the Social Security funds that had been paid in there in advance of the baby boomer retirements. Now the baby boomers don't have a retirement. Their 401ks are destroyed by Wall Street. The Social Security Trust Fund is empty. And now talking about, well, we're just going to take the rest of the money and we'll put it into the government and the government will guarantee your retirement down the road. Well, they already did that once. And now they can't afford to pay for it. Anybody who goes along with this program of letting the government have your last few pennies just asking to wind up living on the streets and eating cans of dog food for the rest of your retirement. This government has lied to you about so many things and it's looted so much money for you. How can you sit there and entertain the possibility that this latest scam is any kind of benefit for you? And it just isn't. You got to get angry. It's like George Carlin said just before he passed away. You know, they want it all. They're coming for your retirement money now. They want it all, and they're going to get it. Unless you're willing to stand up and say, no more. And remember, one of the axioms we have around here on the What Really Happened radio show, you have a right to say no. If we are a free people, we have a right to say no to the government. There is no freedom without the freedom to say no. Free people can say no. Slaves cannot. You better figure out which one you're going to be. All righty, moving right along here. Over at blackboxvoting.org, that's Beth Harris's website. You should be spending time there as we head into the election. In Shelby County, consultants examining the August 5th Shelby County election found 3,221 more votes cast than there are voters in the district. So once again, we're going into an election where our future looters, I'm going to call them that instead of leaders, our future looters are being chosen by vote fraud, not by the will of the people. And the corporate media will not address this issue because, remember, the national elections are counted, by, and the results given out to America by, the Voters News Service. It changes its name continuously, but that's the one it's most known by. The Voters News Service is in turn owned by the major TV networks and a couple of key newspapers. Most people are stunned to find out there is no national governmental citizen oversight entity to actually count our elections. The precincts send the results to Voters News Service. Voter News Service tallies them up, maybe, and proclaims the result. And this is what we're supposed to accept. And the dodge is from then on, as they take more and more of your money and put it in their own pockets, they come back and say, you can't complain. You voted for this. This is what you wanted. So, you know, just shut up and go on back to, you know, your farms and your fields and your slave pens, because this is what you wanted, because the election says this is what the majority of you voted for. We still have those awful election electronic voting machines. You know, we're diebold. We guarantee the results. And we're already seeing it. 3,221 more votes were cast in Shelby County on August 5th than there were voters in the county. It doesn't get more obvious than that. Your country is being stolen yet again. We're starting to see all these stories come out saying that polls show that Democrats will retain power in November. That's an absolutely unbelievable claim. There is so much anger at the incumbency. There's so much a sense of betrayal with Obama. There's no way in an honest election the Democrats can hang on to Congress. They just can't. So if we're seeing all these stories about reassuring us about, oh yeah, the Democrats are still going to be in power in November, it's there to pre-sell a surprise upset come-from-behind victory for the Democrats there. All righty, moving right along here. Let's see what else we want to talk about today. A lot of stuff. Phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Somebody in the chat room was saying, well, you can take one oil-soaked crab, set it on fire, and use it to cook the other oil-soaked crab. So, self-cooking crab, latest invention from British Petroleum here. Now, interestingly enough, as you know, the global warming hysteria is fading rapidly. We've had record cold in both hemispheres this winter, but the cult is not giving up. The cult is not giving up. Apparently, a new publication called Communicating Climate Change to Mass Public Audience has just been presented to the UK Department of Energy and Climate Change by the Climate Change Communication Advisory Group. This is a propaganda manual. Basically, the attitude of the global warming cultists is that we're all thinking wrong thoughts. We're not thinking the right thoughts for global warming because we're resenting the idea of a carbon tax. We're resenting the idea of the government coming in and telling us how to live our lives in fine, minute detail. And so the solution isn't to come back and actually correct the science, because the science is against the global warming hysterics. They're basically coming back and saying we have to find better ways of selling our point of view to the public. In other words, this is a manual on how to scare the public and how to lie them into thinking, oh yes, the world is getting warmer, I'm to blame, therefore I will atone by surrendering more of my money and my freedoms. And it is a crock, but there is so much effort behind this. You've got Al Gore and his people who want to become the world's first carbon billionaires. You have Obama and the Chicago Climate Exchange, which is in serious financial trouble. They were looking to make billions of dollars off of these trading of carbon credits. And behind it all, you have the United Nations, which based their push for a global government on three pillars: the global financial crisis, the global health emergency from the When Pigs Fly flu, that didn't work out, and global warming. And now that is collapsing as well. So they're trying to find some way they can come back and scare you into saluting the UN flag and giving them more of your money. And I'll tell you right now, after November, regardless of which way the elections go, Obama's going to push through the carbon tax on top of all the other taxes that you're going to get hit with on January 1. They're coming in with a carbon tax. Why? Because they're broke and they'd rather you be homeless than the government. We'll be right back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Very short story. Apparently, some whistleblowers within the Air Marshal organization have gone public saying that they're working on a quota system, that they are required to place people on the terrorism watch list on a regular basis, or they don't get raises, they don't get bonuses, they don't get any awards, and they don't get the really good assignments. Now, we already know about police officers who are on quotas to write traffic tickets to raise revenues. But basically, the marshals are on a quota to put names on the terrorism watch list, so the list gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And you have you know, obviously the government can wave this very long list around and say, see, we have a domestic terrorism threat. We've got to watch these people. And, of course, that means more money is being spent keeping watch on all these people, which, if we are to believe the air marshals, they haven't done anything. They aren't really a threat. It's just somebody the air marshal said, well, okay, he told an off-color joke, put him on the terrorism watch list to make the quota. And what this means is the terrorism watch list isn't really effective as an anti-terror tool because its accuracy is obviously compromised. To be generous, 9 out of every 10 people on that terrorism watch list are completely innocent. Yet the government is spending your tax money to watch them. And it sort of brought back this idea, you know, first of all, we've got this big scandal up in Pennsylvania where this Israeli security company that was hired by the state government in order to run Homeland Security turned out they were basically spying on people who are upset over the Gulf oil disaster, gay and lesbian groups, anybody who dissents against the government, the 9/11 truthers, basically the people that Israel wants spied on. Don't forget, not that long ago, you know, we had that AIPAC spy scandal. And before that, there was a big scandal in San Francisco where the ADL was caught spying on people for Israel for money. They were getting money to do this thing, and they had to settle that one out of court before it became made public. So we've got this quota system where you might be on the terrorism watch list for no other reason than you're wearing a What Really Happened t-shirt. Plug, 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 plug. And it sort of reminded me that not too long ago, and we posted this as a flashback on the What Really Happened website, where the Pentagon redefined political protest as, quote, low-level terrorism. Therefore, if you're protesting against the government, you are a terrorist, a benign terrorist, but you're still a terrorist, according to the Pentagon. I'm not kidding. Now, First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. Congress shall make no law, skip over the part about religion, it says, no law abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So according to the Pentagon, Americans who are availing themselves of their guaranteed rights under the First Amendment are low-level terrorists now, which means you get to go on the terrorism list. Just amazing, amazing stuff. Little side note here before we hit the top of the hour. As I've been mentioning already, gun sales are up in the United States of America, much to the annoyance of the gun grabbers. And the numbers are starting to come in on crime statistics. And as guns are being bought by law-abiding citizens, violent crime is declining because the violent criminals now know it's not no risk to go out there and rape and mug and burgle and steal and the rest of it. The violent crime is going down while gun sales go up. And it's always that way. Okay? Anti-gun is pro-crime. We'll be back in a minute.
With recent